Alan Mad Feet Higgins has joined an elite group of marathon runners. He's now completed his 50th 26.2-mile run, at least one in all 50 states. The latest came in Springfield, Illinois this week. The 56-year-old Higgins became one of about 1,400 runners in the U.S. to complete the task. GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth spoke with the New York native at the Golden K Kiwanis Club in Bloomington about his journey.
My 74th marathon, 50th state. So it's been an amazing journey, and I've met some amazing people along the way. It started in 1998 in Orlando, Florida, the Disney World Marathon, and I didn't have the intention of running all 50 states. It just kind of just happened. I drove up to Georgia, ran one. Before I knew it, I had several different states along the way. Then I found out about the 50 State Club. And they said, well, if you get 10 states, you can become a member of this club. And I finally, by 2013, I had the 10th state. And I just, I would go online and find different states. And before you know it, 20 years later, I finally completed it.
And you say there's how many people in the...
There's about a little over 4,500 members. But only about 1,400 of us have completed all 50 states. And it's just, obviously, there's many reasons why it takes some people, finances is a huge part of this, because you've got airfare, hotels, rental cars. It's a very expensive sport to be in. So,
what would you say that roughly the cost, you say?
Well, once I started having to fly to these events, each marathon was costing me about $1,200 to $1,500 per race. So, and like Hawaii was probably close to $5,000, and Alaska the same. So, the more west I went, the more the price went up, so.
And obviously a lot of running shoes
I go through a lot because I'm what they call a heel striker. When I come down, when my foot hits the pavement, I kind of come down on my heel, which wears the soles out a lot faster. And being at close to 200 pounds, I'm a heavy runner. So it's like tires on your car. You wear them down faster if it's a heavy vehicle. I'd say I can get maybe 6 weeks out of a pair of running shoes, 6 to 8 weeks. And that's, anywhere from, I try to find discounts, but anywhere from $100 to $150 a pair of shoes.
Has running always been a part of your life?
It has. It really has. I started running when I was 18, just prior to me joining the Navy. It was my way of releasing, finding myself, just my thoughts, getting my inner thoughts.
And you said after running the first marathon,
I was hooked. My first marathon was my fastest, 3 hours and 47 minutes. And I had basically old shoes, running shoes. And I really didn't know what I was doing. But it's been an amazing journey.
And I understand that you kind of took this challenge on to honor your mother.
Yes, I ran a marathon in Jacksonville, Florida, breast cancer awareness marathon. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1985, and she survived it. Luckily, thank God she survived it. But breast cancer to me is near and dear to my heart. It's an organization where I've supported my whole entire life. I have friends. We all know someone who's had breast cancer. And if I can just, my gift is my feet. I can run, I can raise money. I've raised a lot of money for it. So yeah, it's.
You grew up in New York, correct?
Long Island, New York, yes.
And Illinois just happened to be the last state for you, or was it a plan?
No, it wasn't. I drove to all the states that I could get to by a car. And then I flew to all the states on the West Coast, and the country just started closing in. And it just seemed to happen that Illinois was the last state.
Was the Jacksonville Marathon then your most memorable, or was yesterday your most memorable?
I would have to say yesterday, because I had my family all my family at the finish line waiting for me to finish. A lot of these races, I just go off by myself and do them. But yesterday my son put the medal around my neck, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house yesterday.
Now I understand you ran 6 marathons in 6 straight days.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's a club called the Mainly Marathons where they put on these races specifically for the 50 state guys like us and girls. We run multiple states. It was North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Nebraska, and someone else. But yeah, I would literally run a marathon, getting my rent a car, drive to the next state. They were all border states, cities. So I zigzagged to each state. No state was no more than 200 miles away. We just kind of, it was a long, my feet were very swollen at the end.
You don't train to run marathons like a normal marathon runner, correct?
I'm always marathon ready, if that's, because I'm like, I could probably go out and run a marathon in a few days if I have to. So yeah, I'm running a marathon in Cocoa, Florida, the last week in November. So that'll be my 75th marathon.
What's the goal?
There is no goal. I would like to run as long as I can, as long as I stay healthy. I enjoyed running. I want to go up to Canada and I run all the provinces. And I want to continue to raise money for great causes. So
you really don't actually do training. You're training constantly just by running.
I go to the gym 3 times a week. I do run probably two days a week, but it's nothing like... I do run a long run on Sundays, anywhere between 15 to 18 miles, but my body's pretty much conditioned to go that distance, that 26.2 miles. And that's why my times, if I really focused on my training and my weight, I could be back up there running competitively. But I'd rather be back in the pack where it's more fun, actually.
How long did it take you in running the marathons to realize that enjoy the moment rather than win the race?
That's a great question. I ran several marathons in the sub-4s, which is a pretty fast pace. And one year I just realized that I'm not having fun anymore. And the reason was because I was running hard and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So I backed my time off substantially. And everyone in the back of the pack, the 5 hour to 5.5 hour group, they were just having a great time. And I was actually being able to take time and take pictures while I'm running. And I've got a lot of memories. I can remember my later marathons, and the ones that I ran hard, I really have no memory of them.
You talked about the highlights and the most memorable marathons.
Yes.
You got some lowlights in the marathon?
Atlantic City sticks out of my mind. It was a horrible windy day that day, and the wind gusts were 40, 50 miles an hour. It felt like I was running in place. I just felt like I wasn't getting any forward momentum. And that was it wasn't such a nice city either, so.
What about the Montana Marathon?
Montana, I have a funny story about Montana. I was driving into Montana, and I saw the Welcome to Montana sign. So I get out of my rental car, and I shut the door, and I walk up to the sign, take a picture of the Welcome to Montana sign, and then I go back to my car, and the car door's locked. And then the back door's locked. All 4 doors are locked. The car is running. So I go, what do I do? So I called the rent-a-car company. They were 4 hours away. AAA they said, we'll be by tomorrow to get you. Because I'm in the middle of nowhere. So I called 911, and the operator goes, well, we have one state trooper, and he's 3 hours away. So I leaned up against a fence post with barbed wire and just waited 3 hours for the state trooper, and he popped the lock in about 30 seconds. True story.
Your nickname's Mad Feet.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Several years back, I suffered severely from plantar fasciitis, and I was ready to give up my running career because I couldn't walk. So I was always complaining about my feet hurting me, and all my members from the marathon group were saying, we're just going to start calling you Mad Feet all the time. So that's how the nickname Mad Feet came. But now I should be Happy Feet.
That's Alan Mad Feet Higgins speaking with GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth at the Golden K Kiwanis Club in Bloomington. It took Higgins 20 years to complete the 1,300-mile trek. He now lives in Orlando, Florida.